Eagles cut cornerback Leodis McKelvin after one season, saving $3.2 million in cap space. Philly set to make more moves to free up money before free agency starts on March 9th. NASCAR will no longer allow replacement body panels, parts, and pieces after crashes. The new policy will keep cars off the track that have safety and integrity issues, avoiding the potential to create more cautions because of parts or pieces falling off.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Napa Know How.
Back at New Year's, you made a resolution to save more money. Just so happens, Pennzoil's family of oils are on sale starting at $3.49 a quart. So you can check save money off your list and bask in the glory of actually seeing a resolution through to the end. With the Pennzoil family of oils starting at $3.49 a quart. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 2/28/17.
Heavy rain this morning causing backed up traffic all the way to
Please remove all laptops and
Folks, we're number 9 on the list for takeoff, so settle in, keep those seatbelts fastened.
More fries with that?
Welcome to Westin.
Travel can be disruptive to your well-being. That's why at Westin Hotels and Resorts, we have rejuvenating heavenly beds, a nutritious superfoods RX menu, and a workout gear lending program to help you stay in control and rise above it all. Westin, let's rise.
Network. After former Falcons offense coordinator Kyle Shanahan left to become the head coach of the 49ers, the Falcons' search for his replacement is now over. Atlanta hiring former USC and Washington head coach Steve Sarkisian as their next offensive coordinator. Sarkisian's only NFL coaching experience came in 2004 when he was the Raiders quarterbacks coach under then head coach Norv Turner. The Packers have released veteran running back James Starks with a non-football injury designation. In 7 years with the Packers, Starks led the team in rushing just once in 2011, playing behind Eddie Lacy and Ty Montgomery. This Thursday on NFL Network, check out an inside look at the Pro Football Hall of Fame's brand new class of 2017 and their journey to Canton. It's the Gold Jacket Class of 2017, presented by the U.S. Army. Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, only on NFL Network. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with 5 German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 9797. That's harrys.com. Code 9797 to get your free trial set.
He's the nothing good that happens after 2 a.m.
Just go to sleep already.
Tyler Ryder and the APC on KGYM.
504, officially underway for hour number 2 of the afternoon Players Club on the 8th day of February. We still got to hand out you and I basketball tickets. Your chance to see the Panthers as they continue to push towards St. Louis. If you want to see Ben Jacobson's Panthers in action at the McLeod Center before the regular season wraps up, we give you that chance. That's actually going to be 1 week from today. It's next Wednesday. The Panthers return home to take on the Bradley Braves. All you have to do is answer 7 questions in 60 seconds. I'm going for win number 2 in a row. It is the showdown tonight, hour number 3 of the program. 6:35, Jeremiah Davis is going to join us from the barn as we take a peek at the Hawkeyes and the Gophers. It was quite a losing streak for Richard Pitino's team until they got a convincing win over the weekend on the road in Champaign. Hawks going to try to stay hot tonight. Let's see if they can do that tonight. The KenPom rating has Minnesota as a 9-point favorite tonight at the barn, so We'll see how things play out for this basketball team tonight with Peter Jok. Another game removed from the bench and sitting out. I should say the bench, but from sitting out with a sore back. We'll see if he shook all that rust off in the most recent contest against Nebraska. Again tonight, Iowa, Minnesota. We'll see how things play out between these two teams.
Tip off at 8 o'clock on the Big Ten Network. Always a interesting trip up to the Twin Cities. That is a place, if you've ever been to a game up there, it's got that old school feel to it. The raised court. There's just something about walking into Williams Arena and all the history there in that building. And this is going to be a tough challenge for the Hawkeyes tonight. They're going to have to do a better job of shooting out of the gate than Iowa State did last night. What was the item there on the 15 of their first 17 shots last night Iowa State couldn't connect on? And that just goes to show you some unholy deal with the devil to beat Kansas, because everything they were throwing up fell against the Jayhawks. And then basketball is a very fickle sport. You're knocking down shots this way and that way one game, and then you come out ice cold the next. But Texas picking up the victory last night as the Cyclones will look to regroup. We're going to talk a little Iowa basketball tonight. Gopher basketball. Chad Graff from the St. Paul Pioneer Press will be with us at the bottom of the hour. As you mentioned, Jeremiah Davis, provided he's not in the Twin Cities at some concert tonight, like he was. He missed the game earlier this year. Decided to go see Eric Church in Des Moines. But, yeah, here we sit. It is February, February 8th, just a couple weeks away from WWE returning to Cedar Rapids. And we're 2 for 2 so far this week with the showdown, the mashup, I'm sorry, the mashup. It hasn't necessarily been all that easy.
Well, they told us that we had to kind of turn it up a little bit.
Who's our guy that's called in the last two nights and has been rock solid confident? And he's 0 for 2.
Is it Jordan?
I don't think that sounds right. I'm going to really have to start writing these things down. I got this. I called in last night. Man, I got this.
But he's been so close.
Close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
So are you ready to do this mashup? Are you ready to get the phones ringing?
This is the Hall of Fame edition of the WWE mashup.
And it's only going to get more difficult each and every day this week.
And two of my favorite wrestlers are included in it. Tyler puts them together, but two of the five guys I really like.
Everybody on the text line back in hour number one when we gave them the sample said, easy. That's so easy. Well, let's see how you do. Before you pick up the telephone, give it a listen. Here is your Wednesday WWE mashup Hall of Fame edition. All five of these entrance themes come from wrestlers who are currently in the World Wrestling Entertainment Hall of Fame. Coon, hit that button. Let's get to it.
.366-1600. We'll start with the very first caller. If you think you can identify all five Hall of Fame entrance themes, ending on a very recognizable one, you're out of the gate first. 366-1600.
And I say again, if there is any chance for you to be part of this grand prize drawing to join us at ringside, tonight might be your last chance when it comes to the level of difficulty, because things have to take a step up the next 2 days. Are you ready for this? Let's go to caller number one.
It is seriously, do people know this stuff on the text line? Yes, they do.
Adam in Cedar Rapids has been waiting patiently, and now the name comes to fruition. Adam, welcome back.
Hi. Thanks for having me on the show and taking the call.
Adam, do you happen to know who the five Hall of Fame WWE entrances are on a Wednesday?
Yeah, I do, and you played them pretty quick, but I heard them all, so I listened to them. But I don't know if it has to be in particular order if there's a rule here. So I wanted to ask that first.
I'll make you a deal. I usually typically ask for them in order, but if you can randomly drop them to me, as you said, how quick they were, I will allow it just for today.
Okay. Well, so, I heard Mick Foley for sure is the first one.
Correct.
Second one definitely was Razor Ramon, unless you were going to take somebody else's his other real name, but I'm going to say Razor Ramon because that was the theme song.
Yeah.
I definitely heard Ric Flair for sure. Definitely heard Jerry the King Lawler's theme.
One more.
And the fifth one is now escaping my brain because they played so quick in conjunction. So I'm struggling to think of the fifth one.
That's what makes this so
But
difficult.
I know I heard those four for sure.
Who's the fifth one? I'm going to put you on that 5 seconds. Come on.
I'm trying to remember because they all came on so fast. I think I'm going to have to pass it on to the next one.
Adam!
You played that clip so fast.
4 out of 5 every day. 4 out of 5 every day. You ready for this? Let's go to number 2. We've got BJ and Marion. Hey, BJ, what's up?
What's up?
All right. Well, Adam pulled back the curtain about 4/4 of the way, or if you could say, I guess, 4/5 of the way. Do you by chance know all 5 of these themes? Essentially, what we're looking for is the last one. Who was it?
Bret Hart.
Mick Foley, Razor Ramon, Bret Hart, Jerry the King Lawler, and Ric Flair.
Woo!
BJ, you're guaranteed to be in-house on Sunday, February 26th. That is for sure. But your name has now also gone into the drawing for a chance to sit ringside for the show with the APC and also to score a gold ring from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, which we will do Friday during the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire from Coach's Corner Sports Pub. BJ, we're going to put you on hold. Coon's going to take your info, okay?
Yep.
Bret the Hitman Hart was so fast.
Poor Chris. Wasn't it Chris?
Adam.
Where did I get Chris from? Adam. 0 for 3. I do like the fact that he was very worried that we were looking for Scott Hall, but he'll go Razor Ramon, which was Scott Hall's character before the move to WCW when he went by Scott Hall. Jerry the King Lawler, Bret Hart, and Ric Flair, and of course Mick Foley led off there. Mick Foley has been in the studio with us here before when he's been in town to do shows at Penguins. Always a good time chatting with him. And there you go. We've got 2 more pairs of tickets to give away, including, as you mentioned, Friday when we're at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. And then we're going to have the grand prize drawing. Our WWE ticket winners are going to have a chance to win that upgrade to ringside seats, front row ringside seats with you and me. They get to take home the folding chair at the end of the night.
Yeah.
And they also get a gold ring from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, located at 101 South Dubuque Street in Iowa City. Remember Valentine's Day. We are inside a week away from Valentine's Day. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers would be the perfect place to go and get something nice so that you don't ruin Valentine's Day this year.
I stopped and grabbed lunch today from our friends over at Hy-Vee. And there were gentlemen already placing their orders with the florist there at the flower department saying, now I need to pick these up Tuesday morning. Okay, Tuesday morning. There were a line, about a half a dozen guys. You could have created an offensive line. 2 people behind the counter. Gentlemen were waiting to get their orders already prepared in a vase. So if it's already starting to pile up now and we're still days out, can you imagine if you're that guy next week on a Monday or if you're trying to do it on the 14th day and Tuesday, This is a good time to bring up, Todd. Speaking of Hurting and Stocker Jewelers, the gym class tomorrow, another $50 gift card during their program, 3 to 4 p.m. Do you think they'll bring the empty pint in here with them, too, and start showing it off?
Well, I don't know. They've got a bowling pin that's been in here the last couple years. So, yeah, I think we keep the trophy in our office. I think they're going to kind of rub it in our faces, and we're going to have to come in and look at the trophy every single day for the next better part of a year before the pick six resets later on in 2017.
Two more to go, Todd. They're only going to get more difficult as the week continues. Two spots still remaining. Your chance to be put into the drawing to join us front row and to score from Hurting and Stocker Jewelers. We'll do it again tomorrow from Studio A on a Thursday. Got to get a big board in. We're going to do that momentarily. If you would like to join the program, it's simple. 366-1600, we're asking you today, who's going to win tonight at the barn? Something's got to give because Iowa's having difficulties winning on the road this year. Their only road win in the conference when they went to Piscataway a couple weeks back. Minnesota, they've only won once at home this year. So, bend but don't break, right? Somebody is going to shake things up in the barn tonight. Will it be Minnesota or Iowa? 366-1600.
Also, if you're a baseball fan, we've got some very disturbing news about a possible change to the game that is making its way to the lowest level of the minor leagues. And if it works well, you may see this in the major leagues some point in the near future. I don't like it.
107.5 in Cedar Rapids. That's our North Gym. 106.3 in Iowa City, our South Gym, including 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. Tyler Todd, more on the way.
Well, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. And guys, ladies love nothing more than jewelry, flowers, and chocolate. So here at Siegfried Hoyt Jewelers, you get all three. How about that? The trifecta of Valentine's Day gifts. And at Siegfried Hoyt, our diamonds are chocolate with our Levion Chocolate Diamond Collection. And just for Valentine's Day, we're giving you from $75 to $250 off your purchase of $499 and more. So let's go over this one more time. With any jewelry purchase of $499 or more, you get roses, chocolate, and $75 all the way up to $250 off. Sounds like a pretty good time to wow her like you've never wowed her before with Levion Chocolate Diamonds, some amazing diamond studs, a diamond anniversary band, or the big whopper of all Valentine's Day gifts, the diamond engagement ring. We're Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, and it's time for the trifecta of Valentine's Day.
Once upon a time, there was an office full of grumbly staffers with computer issues.
So they called us. We love a challenge.
They needed a rescue from troubled servers, networks, blue screens of death, and more.
That's what we do for businesses in the corridor, and we have been for over 30 years. We are IT Solutions.
They are IT Solutions.
I just said that. Anyway, we know a properly configured and maintained computer network can make your employees 5 to 15% more efficient.
That's a whole lot of happy.
Yeah, it is. We monitor our client systems to make sure they're working. A lot of times we solve a problem before our client even knows there is one.
Sounds like secret high-tech stuff.
Sure. Our clients have a dozen to a few hundred computers, some a few less, but they all have a lot of happy and productive employees because their computers work.
And they can stay focused on
taking care of their customers instead of their computers.
Find your happily ever after at IneedMyComputersToWork.com.
Go to IneedMyComputersToWork.com to learn more.
Okay, so I just got high interest checking.
Sam!
And it gave me superpowers.
Wham!
I was at Midwest One.
Clunk!
And snagged a power checking account.
Crash!
With high interest.
Plump.
ATM refunds.
Squat!
And no service fees.
Squiggity splat!
It's really cool.
Splooskity skitty splaskity sploosh!
Feel the superpowers of power checking. Visit MidwestOne.com where you're the one. Qualifications apply. Member FDIC.
Welcome to Metro PCS.
Hi, I heard you're giving free phones to everybody?
Yes, right now everybody gets a free phone. You and your friends, cousins, neighbors, roommates.
What if I'm already with Metro PCS?
Yeah, it's for existing customers, new customers, people named Willie, dog lovers.
That's awesome.
Everyone gets a free phone at Metro PCS. Come choose your select free phone from brands like Samsung and LG. Metro PCS, wireless figured out.
Sales tax not included. Phones free after instant and mail-in rebates. Upgrade fee may apply. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
When the going gets tough, he gets going to happy hour.
You slip me a bottle of bourbon,
A little glass and some ice.
Tyler Ryder in the APC on KGYM.
521 is the Afternoon Players Club. Comes to you from the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. You know when that show used to be good. Not referring to our own show. Tyler Ryder and
used
Todd
Brabelkamp. Yeah, used to implies was good at one point in time.
Yeah. At Radio Ryder, at Todd Brabelkamp, and at APC on KGYM. Coming up bottom of the hour, we're going to be chatting Gopher basketball. Chad Graff's going to be joining us from the Pioneer Press to talk about what really happened over the last 3 weeks to a month with this Gopher basketball team. They come out of the gate firing on all cylinders. They're 3-1. People think that perhaps Richard Pitino might actually have a grasp on actually turning this basketball team around and also finding ways to put more points on the board, as they were seeing some of their offensive numbers actually better on average than they were at that time last year and through the first couple of seasons in Minneapolis. But over the last six games, it's just been an absolute train wreck for this basketball program. As I've already mentioned, a convincing win in Champaign over the weekend, but there's still a lot more things that need to happen if Minnesota is going to try to right the ship before Washington, D.C. in the Big Ten tournament. And it's going to happen tonight with Iowa in town, 8 p.m. on the Big Ten Network. That's the showdown between the Gophers and the Hawkeyes.
So I mentioned the story out of Major League Baseball, and this is on Yahoo Sports right now. They're going to do this starting this year in the lowest level, the complex leagues, the Gulf Coast League and the Arizona League. But beginning with extra innings, they are going to start putting a runner on second base beginning in the 10th inning, much like the rule they're using in the World Baseball Classic this spring. And they're going to essentially see how this goes. But according to the story, the brass at Major League Baseball, Joe Torre among them, are in favor of this, because to read the quote from Joe Torre, it's not fun to watch when you go through your whole pitching staff and wind up bringing a utility infielder in to pitch. As much as it's nice to talk about being at an 18-inning game, it takes time. So this isn't going to affect the Cedar Rapids Colonels. It's not going to affect the Chicago Cubs. But in the Arizona League and the Gulf Coast League, which is rookie ball, they're going to test this out. And if it works, or if they like it, then you're probably going to see it first in the minor leagues and then ultimately in the majors as well. Starting with a runner on second base, beginning with the 10th inning. I don't like this.
Listen, I've got a motto that I actually follow in life, and it's called "Don't hate it till you try it."
This just, it reeks of beer league softball to me.
You know what? I had a huge issue with the National Hockey League moving to 3-on-3 in overtime, and then I actually watched it, and I have now for two seasons, and I think it's awesome. I think it's fantastic. I love what they do in overtime now in the National Hockey League.
3-on-3 opens things up in hockey. That's fun. That's exciting. I don't necessarily know.
The comparison to beer league softball is spot on, by the way.
Yeah, as somebody tweeted me, at Todd Brommelkamp, what's next? You start with an 0-2 count right away? Or, you know, and I know this is another segment of Old Man Yells at Cloud, but Major League Baseball's trying to do things to shorten games. And look, if a game goes extra innings, it goes extra innings. Most people stick around for 9 innings, then leave anyway. You ever been to a Colonels game that's gone extra innings, especially on a thirsty Thursday night, because they cut off beer in the 8th inning? That thing goes beyond the 9th inning, people are leaving. And only the true baseball fans are sticking around. And the true baseball fans, I don't think, have a problem sitting through an 18-inning game. Now, look, if Major League Baseball wants to do this, they're clearly for it. And I think the players' union is probably going to be for it, because it's going to prevent situations where bullpens are getting taxed, things like that. But Joe Torre can say what he wants, but there's nothing wrong with seeing David Ross take the mound for the Chicago Cubs or Doug DeCenzo, just to name a couple Cubs pitching legends. I don't know. It's a, again, it's part of the strategy of the game, especially on the National League side of things, when you've got a limited bench and you have to worry about going into extra innings and pitchers batting and what you're going to do with them. Is this a good idea? 366-1600.
Real quick, wasn't there a Cub?
The answer is no.
Who played left field recently?
Travis Wood.
I thought so.
Did it last year, and then Joe Maddon would bring him in, and was it Pedro Strop? I can't remember who the other pitcher was, but depending on whether the batter was a lefty or a righty, then he would bring Wood back in from the outfield to pitch.
Yeah, see, that's the stuff. See, that's awesome.
Text line is lighting up. Not quite Sriracha and Ranch reaction from yesterday, but we're still getting good feedback. 319-366-1600.
And this is clearly blowback from the players' union saying, because, I mean, who was it, Todd, who recently just made a comment about having to find somebody else if you wanted me to pitch four or five straight, excuse me, multiple innings at a time? I'm a one-inning guy, and that's it. I'm being signed up to pitch one inning.
Houston Street,
who said, if you think that the baseball world is going back to this Goose Gossage, Raleigh Fingers, three innings pitched league that we saw in the 70s and the 80s, I'm not for it, and you can find somebody else to pitch.
Daryl from Marion, what's next is you take the defense off the field for an extra point. This is silly. This is not being met with open arms, at least by those people who are texting. The text line right now is about 90% against this idea.
527. I actually like this idea a lot. It's got some things that can actually make it fun and can probably improve the game, that can bring more fans to the sport because they want to speed it up. But we're getting pressed up. Thank you, Ken. We got to get the Sports Center in. We got to get a big board in. Chad Graff has to join us in the next 7 minutes. I'm sorry.
None of these things have to happen.
I've got to dump water. Board. I've got to dump water on this. I've got to be the guy who steers it back on the road. I'm sorry, but this is an interesting topic. Midwest One Bank, thank you so much. Todd's got the reset.
The Iowa basketball team's looking to make it 4 wins in a row tonight as it takes on Minnesota at 8 o'clock. You can catch the game on the Big Ten Network. Iowa 14-10 overall, 6-5 in Big Ten play. This is the only time they take on Minnesota. As a matter of fact, 5 of Iowa's final 7 Big Ten games will be single-play games. Texas's Jared Allen hit a pair of free throws with 7.2 seconds left last night as the Longhorns beat Iowa State 67-65 in Austin. Matt Thomas led the Cyclones with 17 points. Deontay Burton added 13. The Cyclones missed 15 of their first 17 shots in the game. Speaking of the Cyclones, former ISU star George Niang recalled from the D-League today by the Indiana Pacers after just one game in Fort Wayne. Northern Iowa is at home tonight. The Panthers play host to Southern Illinois at the McLeod Center. UNI has won 4 of the last 5 meetings in the series. They won by a point earlier this season on the road against the Salukis. SIU has not won in Cedar Falls since the 2003 season. Cedar Rapids Rough Riders at home tonight at the Ice Arena. They take on Des Moines at 7:05.
Yeah, just, I'm not believing that the only thing that's keeping young kids away from the sport is the pace of the game and the length of the game. I just saw a stat last Friday while we were at Coach's Corner that last year, Major League Baseball only cut 4 minutes off the average of a baseball game. And they're looking for way more numbers than that. So not only are they trying to add runners on second base, but now here comes the talks that, Todd, they could adjust the strike zone to increase the scoring.
64-42, I really don't know how I feel about that rule. I think I would be with Tyler on this one. Let's just try it and see how it goes.
Yeah.
I am so tired of people saying, let's give this the benefit of the doubt. Well, what's the worst that could happen? Let's try this and see how it goes. Because what if something bad happens? It comes off as a little minor league to me. And they're doing it first in the minors, but they've started the pitch clock in the minor leagues. Everything that they've done at the major league level has been the testing ground has been the minor leagues. So
I kind of feel like we should just go ahead and jump on this bandwagon and enjoy it now, because people like Joe Torre and the future of the hierarchs in Major League Baseball are going to continue to get wackier with the rules. And that's just the world of Major League Baseball that we're going to live in.
61-39, they put runners on base starting in extra innings in youth baseball during tournaments. It makes sense there, but not in MLB.
The baseball purists are going to hate this. People who like to see things changed up and for all hell to break loose.
Anarchy! You know who's going to like it, though? The Herb Washingtons of the world. That's a deep cut. I bet Ed, who's been listening to the program since the beginning today, I bet he remembers Herb Washington.
They're doing this in leagues where the games are meaningless. What exactly is the downside to implementing the rule? Why not try it?
Because eventually they'll be doing it in games and in leagues where it does matter, like the American and the National. That's the point.
Man, I really hate that we have to cut this off right now because we're getting a lot of traction on it. And I'm really intrigued to see how baseball fans outside of our listening group take this rule, like players right now today. We're going to get into that later because we're heading towards the bottom of the hour Sports Center. And Chad Graff's going to be joining us, talk Gopher basketball. But first, guys, that's no game day face on her. She's had enough of you in football, so score a touchdown or recover a fumble at PexFlorus.com.
Guys, we're not going to wait for the 14th to send those Valentine flowers from Peck's Flower Shop. No, we're going to surprise her at work early. She'll get to show off to her girlfriends, and you'll get the extra point for the Valentine's Day win. The Peck's Flower Shop playbook shows they're taking orders now for Valentine's deliveries. So get out there and reserve those Valentine deliveries from Peck's Flower Shop at PecksFlorist.com or 393-5565. Even better, you deliver your own.
Bluesbury Road at Edgewood Road Northeast.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. This is what you need to know. The Bulls will be without forward Jimmy Butler against the Warriors tonight because of a bruised heel. Butler says he still has pain in the heel, is unsure exactly when he'll return. Guard Dwayne Wade's got a cold, did not go through the shoot-around. He's questionable at Golden State, 10:30 Eastern on ESPN. Cavaliers guard Iman Shumpert with a sprained ankle won't play against Indiana. DeAndre Liggins takes his place in the rotation. LeBron James, who has set out for rest for three of the last five times the Cavs have played at Indiana, will play tonight. 76ers center Joel Embiid, out versus the Spurs, won't travel with the team for tomorrow's game in Orlando due to a knee issue. NFL, the Eagles cut cornerback Leotis McKelvin after one season, saving $3.2 million in cap space. Philly set to make more moves to free up money before free agency starts March 9th. NASCAR will no longer allow replacement body panels, parts, and pieces after crashes. The new policy will keep cars off the track that have safety and integrity issues that'll avoid the potential to create more cautions because of parts or pieces falling off.
When you come to Applebee's for an all-in burger with fries and a bottomless Pepsi for just $9.99, you also get a shot at great instant win prizes. Sink your teeth into that. No purchase necessary. Open to legal 50 U.S. 18 plus. See rules at allintowinsweeps.com.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140-degree heat or temperatures of 40 below. Yep, they're that tough. So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game, work through a scattered thunderstorm, or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast. Proven tough. And sold only at AutoZone. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Samsung's washers and dryers don't just have features for brilliant performance. They're brilliantly priced, too.
How brilliant?
Buy the pair with up to $600 off.
That is brilliant.
Yeah, and you can purchase in-store now. Samsung. Bring it home.
Offer valid January 11th through March 1st at participating retailers. Discount taken off regular retail prices. Retailer's displayed price reflects discount. Actual discount may vary by model and retailer. Offer is non-transferable and void where prohibited or restricted by law. Prices is marked.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Thousands of people went to mycomputercareer.edu and took the free career evaluation last month. They started 2017 in a dead-end job or not making enough money and did something about it. At My Computer Career, they can start their new life as an IT pro in months, not years, even with zero IT experience. It's not too late. You can join them. On campus or live online classes meet just twice a week. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. mycomputercareer.edu.
The only reason why he enjoys the winter is because it's hot tub season.
And can I get a hot tub?
Tyler Ryder and the APC on KGYN.
At 5:36, the Afternoon Players Club bringing you the final 90 minutes on a Wednesday from the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. 107.5 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City, including 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. Still chances to win from the UNI Panthers. The Bradley Braves are going to be in town at the McLeod Center 1 week from tonight. That in the 6 o'clock showdown coming up 1 hour from now. Jeremiah Davis is at the barn tonight in Minneapolis, as we're going to be taking a peek at things from the Hawkeye standpoint. You have the Gophers taking care of business on the road in Champaign over the weekend, ending that losing streak. But what can they do to bottle that up and carry it over into a contest tonight against Fran McCaffrey's team? We kick off the segment by bringing in Chad Graff from the Pioneer Press. And Chad, Tyler Ryder and Todd Brommelkamp, good afternoon to you. And I just kind of want to get a weather update. And it forced the Hawkeyes to move their travel date up a day so they could get in before Mother Nature hit. What does it look like right now? Perhaps maybe you're around a window, and what's still to come? Perhaps maybe travel issues after this contest is over. Chad, you have us?
Yes, sorry. So we didn't get much snow. Did you guys get much ice and snow?
No, we didn't. And that's why we were wondering whether or not you guys got hit as hard up there as everybody down here thought they were going to.
We got hit very little. I mean, a dusting at most. It's frigid, I'll give them that. But unless they don't like traveling in very cold weather, I can't see why that would have been necessary.
Well, they're up there a day early and ready for this game tonight. What's going on with the Gophers right now? Give us a little insight into how things have played out for Richard Pitino's team. It's been an up-and-down Big Ten conference play so far.
Yeah, it's been really a weird season when you go all the way back to last season and think about how bad the Minnesota basketball team was a season ago. They went 2-16 in the Big Ten, set all sorts of program records for just how bad things went. And they came into this season with a lot of unknowns. A transfer. They had some suspensions. The guys sitting out at the end of last season. A really highly touted freshman class, including the top Minnesota basketball player. So people were optimistic, but sort of optimistic without much reason other than maybe hoping that the recruiting class was going to work out. They did very well in non-conference play, 12-1. Only loss was at Florida State, which turns out is not a bad loss at all in college basketball. And then the Big Ten schedule started, and they welcomed Michigan State to start. Had a big 13 double-digit lead against Michigan State at home. Looked like things were going to start off extremely well for the Gophers. They lost that game against Michigan State, and since then, you know, it's been sort of okay for the Gophers in Big Ten play, but not great. They've lost a lot of close games, and it seems like routinely the Gophers are able to build a lead at some point in the second half, seem to always have a 6, 7, 8, even 9-point lead, and then it all comes down to the last minute or two, as it so often does. That's what happened against Maryland. They built a nice lead against Maryland, blew that lead even while playing at home, and then go to overtime and can't handle the Terrapins and OT. So there's been some good for the Gophers. There's been some bad for the Gophers. But there have been a lot of learning moments for what is really a very young team for Richard Pitino.
And I have to assume that a lot of those struggles you just brought up also carried over at home as well, because I look at two teams tonight, Chad. Iowa only has won once on the road, and as I just brought up, the Gophers have only won once in conference play at the barn.
Right. It's really funny how that's worked. I think Richard Pitino, when we've asked him, has sort of attributed this to, in his eyes, there were two different versions of the Big Ten conference schedule for the Gophers. They had their first half, which had a lot of hard games. They played Michigan State twice, at Purdue, against Maryland, at Northwestern. They played a lot of what they consider their tougher games in the first half. And now Richard Pitino is eyeing this stretch, which started at Illinois, tonight against Iowa, then off to Rutgers. He's eyeing this as a stretch where they can really sort of get back on track. And after a five-game losing streak, which is almost unheard of for an NCAA tournament team, which is what the Gophers feel like they are, after that five-game losing streak, he's hoping that this, starting a couple days ago at Illinois and continuing tonight against Iowa, Richard Pitino is hoping that this is the start of a winning streak for Minnesota.
Chad Graff from the Pioneer Press on the APC for a Wednesday. So I've been keeping an eye on Richard Pitino's team, and one thing that stands out to me over the last couple of games has been Akeem Springs entering the lineup and actually being consistent with his scoring for this Gopher basketball team. He's going to get another start tonight. What would you contribute to the reasoning that he's getting more minutes and finding more ways to put points on the board for this Minnesota team?
Well, that's a good point. He's been very good for them of late. And I think a lot of it comes down to just his comfort. He came to the Gophers this season as a fifth-year transfer, a graduate transfer. He was playing at Milwaukee the last three seasons. It took some time, I think, for him to get used to this. He's the lone senior on the team. And he, because he was trying to finish up his degree so that he wouldn't have to sit out a year, he actually didn't even get on campus until September. So it was a very slow process for him to get to know the players, get to know the system, build some chemistry with some of the guys. And really, it's sort of taken off in the last 3 weeks or so, even the last month. He came off the bench for the first 19 games and has started since then. And since then, he's been the third leading scorer in Big Ten play. And really, you know, for a Gophers team that is very good defensively, they didn't have much of an outside shooting threat. And by Akeem Springs starting, they have much more of that. He's a guy who is very, very willing sometimes to a fault to shoot from the three-point line. But Richard Pitino said that this is as close to an ultimate green light as he's given to a player, which says a lot for a guy who really has only been in the program for less than 6 months. So in the short time that Akeem Springs has been here, he's made the most of his time with the Gophers. He was a Chicago kid who wasn't that recruited out of high school, really felt the whole time like he was a Big Ten player. So he's got a bit of a chip on his shoulder, and in each of these visits to a new team, he said he always has it in the back of his mind that he wants to show that all along he felt like he could have been playing at this level. So he'll be a big player to watch tonight for the Gophers.
Do you expect Minnesota to try to put some pressure on Iowa tonight, especially defensively?
Yeah, I mean, the Gophers, that really comes – that's their bread and butter. The Gophers aren't going to, you know, go outscoring teams like Indiana. It really comes down to defense for the Gophers. It's been, you know, they've had some good games, they've had some poor games, but defensive efficiency is really what Richard Pitino is priding himself on with this team. He continues to point to the fact that in the advanced defensive efficiency statistics, the Gophers are top 10, top 15 in the country every week. There come long stretches where it can sort of become a boring game with this Gophers team, where the Gophers will get a defensive stop, get the rebound, come back, and then just don't have much offensive rhythm. So I'd expect the Gophers to play well defensively. The question is whether they can do enough on the offensive end, because at times, you know, their sort of ball screen offense can get rather mundane, especially when Akeem Springs is out of the lineup and nobody's really shooting the ball. They can take a lot of time off the shot clock without ever getting a good look. So I'd expect them to play well defensively, but we'll see what they can do on the offensive end.
Chad, how difficult is it when Richard Pitino tries to play aggressive defensively, but then also balance keeping Reggie Lynch out of foul trouble? Because to me, when I've seen Lynch go to the bench early with that third foul or that fourth foul, it just kind of seems that they're missing a piece in the paint.
Yep. If you had to pick a player that has to have a good game for the Gophers to play well, it's Reggie Lynch. It's not even really have a good game. It's don't foul out. It's amazing. He fouls out in about a third of the games, When he can stay in the lineup, as he did at Illinois, he becomes a great threat. He's a very good defensive player, one of the best shot blockers in the conference, a guy who can disrupt things, you know, on just about every level defensively. Has some offensive touch. He's got a little bit of an offensive game, sort of unorthodox sort of knuckleball hook shot that can work for him. A good rebounder. But while he has all of these plus attributes, the one thing that he cannot seem to do is stay out of foul trouble. And it's gotten to the point now where Richard Pitino is just dumbfounded at how they're going to keep him out of foul trouble. Refs coming into games know, watch for this guy. He's going to, you know, be making some iffy plays. And I think even coaches at this point have identified him as somebody, hey, early on, we're going to go at him the first two, three, four possessions and see if we can't pick up a foul or two and send him to the bench early. The Gophers' defense really relies on him more than any other player. If Reggie Lynch can stay out of foul trouble tonight, the Gophers should have a very good chance. But I think the smart play for Iowa and really any team that plays Minnesota is to early and often go after Reggie Lynch and try to get him in foul trouble.
So I was very surprised that Richard Pitino got another chance this year in the 16-17 season. They just hired a brand new football coach in Minneapolis with PJ Fleck. Is there a chance that they could be looking for a brand new basketball coach? Can you help us read the tea leaves from Eastern Iowa right now? That recent stretch, as you mentioned, five consecutive in conference play. Where does Richard Pitino sit right now with people in Minneapolis?
Well, you mentioned last year, and I think in almost any other situation, a guy who had already been here for 3 years and then has as dismal of a season as the Gophers had last year, a program worst in 100 years, two Big Ten wins, a mess. They were getting embarrassed night in and night out. A building that used to sell out was half empty at times. Things could not have gone worse last year for Richard Pitino. But amazingly, the thing that saved him his job was the only area having more dysfunction than his basketball team was the athletic director's office. Norwood Teague had to resign in sort of disgrace following sexual allegations and rumors about drinking habits. It was a very messy situation. And so for a long time, Richard Pitino didn't have an athletic director, which is what everybody attributed to why he still had a job. And then it became known that right before Norwood Teague had his big innocence and had to resign in disgrace, before that, he had, for some reason, given Richard Pitino a contract extension that included a massive buyout. If I'm not mistaken, somewhere in the $5 million range just to buy out Richard Pitino. So that basically saved him his job was that, A, they didn't have an athletic director, and B, when Mark Coyle did come on from Syracuse in the spring, he was staring at a giant buyout if he was going to change basketball coaches. So I think Richard Pitino was given another year with the understanding that if things weren't dramatically improved, he probably was going to be without a job. But since then, Mark Coyle has really sort of emphasized going young and high-energy coaches. We saw that with his hiring of PJ Fleck as the football coach. He really gets along well with Richard Pitino. He's happy with the program. So even after as bad as everything got last year for Minnesota basketball, Richard Pitino's job is still probably pretty safe.
Chad Graff from the Pioneer Press. Fantastic stuff, Chad. We appreciate you taking 10, 15 minutes out of your Wednesday to join us here in Eastern Iowa.
Thanks a lot. Enjoy the game, guys.
8 o'clock tip-off tonight. Big Ten Network, if you're looking to catch the Hawkeyes and the Gophers. Ken Pomeroy has Minnesota as about a 9-point favorite tonight.
Unless they meet up in Washington, D.C., is this the last time we see Richard Pitino courtside with the Gophers if you're a Hawkeye fan?
I don't know. I think if they make the NCAA tournament, you bring him back unless he looks for a landing spot elsewhere. I mean, he's already set a longevity record. I think this is the longest he's ever been in one spot as an assistant or a head coach. So, I mean, time is ticking with Richard Pitino, but up and down season, and we'll see what the Gophers can get accomplished tonight. Since we've been talking baseball here on the other side of our next break, and I know you're looking forward to this more so than I am, actually, but the World Baseball Classic
this
spring.
I don't know why I love this thing so much. Every 4 years, man.
They have announced the rosters. including Team USA?
I'm going to go ahead and just go out on a limb. The Dominican Republic is going to be loaded as usual. So will Japan, but nobody in America will know any of the players because they don't follow Japanese baseball or anything in the Pacific. And then Team USA, they're going to have one of those teams that if the games play out the right way, they could go deep into the tournament and actually get to Los Angeles for an opportunity to actually win the damn thing this year. But some of these starting pitchers are going to be on limits, and then the general managers are going to start piping up. I'm excited in particular to hear what the Dominican Republic has pieced together this year.
I don't have their roster in front of me, but I'll read the U.S. roster when we come back. But
all right.
Would you like just a taste? Would you like one name from the U.S. roster?
Can I ask if he's part of the roster? Because I think he's the most exciting player in baseball, even when he is striking out and going through some of those massive slumps like he did last year.
AJ Ellis, yes, he is on the roster.
Thank you. Has Giancarlo Stanton pledged his allegiance back to Team USA?
Giancarlo Stanton is on the roster.
551, the complete Team USA roster on the way. 107.5, 106.3, and 1600 AM KGYM.
In the 1940s, everything had an air of romance. Women wore red lips and high heels just to go to market. Gentlemen sported handsome full-length wool coats and stylish hats. And the movies featured sweet and wonderful stories of love. Times and fashions have changed, but that sense of romance remains at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. Since 1947, the Dickens family has been offering gifts of love on Valentine's Day, like a delicate bracelet, a set of perfectly cut diamond earrings, or a beautiful and elegant watch. At Hertine and Stocker, they understand that Valentine's Day is much more than a day for children to exchange heart-shaped candies. It's a day to be swept away by the magic of romance. Find the feeling. Stop and see what's in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington, in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and wish a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
You see more new McGrath Kias because the all-new McGrath Kia does more to help.
Help!
Don't cry for help. Come to the all-new McGrath Kia and say, I got mine for $199. New 2016 Kia Soul or Kia Forte 5. Take your pick. $199 a month and even better. Just $199 down. $199 down, $199 a month. New Forte 5 or Kia Soul. The highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality by J.D. Power. Bankruptcy, divorce, repossession.
Help!
The all-new McGrath-Kia has got your help. $5 million from local lenders ready to lend, so you can say, I got mine for $199. New Kia Soul or Forte 5, $199 down, $199 a month. Grand opening of the all-new McGrath-Kia in Hiawatha. McGrathKia.com.
You should be driving a Kia from McGrath-Kia, from McGrath-Kia.
Available on new 2016 Soul base or Forte 5, $199 a month. Lease for 39 months with approved credit, $199 down, plus tax, title, license, and dealer fee. No security deposit required. Offer expires in a month. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
This Valentine's Day, just make one call to the flower shop at Cedar Memorial Park. It's that simple, and you're going to look so good. Their designers will personally work with you to create a custom arrangement just for her. Ask, and they'll add jewelry or a box of chocolates to spice up your order, too. Then, have it delivered. Her friends at work are going to be so jealous. One call, that's all, to the Valentine's specialist at the flower shop at Cedar Memorial Park. 393-8004.
There's people who care where I'm going, and good friends who welcome me home. So get a full tank of freedom, drive the American road. And with a full tank of freedom, find your own highway. We'll take you wherever you go.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
His New Year's hangover lasts longer than his New Year's resolution.
I am never getting drunk again as long as I live.
Tyler Ryder and the APC on KGYM.
555. Let's go ahead and dive right into it before we start dragging along wrap-up hour number two. Hand things off to my co-host, who you can find on Twitter, at Todd Brommelkamp, for next Midwest One Bank Big Board update.
The Iowa basketball team will be looking to make it 4 wins in a row tonight. They're in Minnesota to take on the Golden Gophers. It's an 8 o'clock tip-off at Williams Arena on the Big Ten Network. Iowa 14-10 on the season, 6-5 in conference play. This will be the first and only time the two teams meet this year outside of a possible Big Ten tournament matchup. 5 of Iowa's final 7 Big Ten games are single-play opponents. Texas's Jarrett Allen hit a pair of free throws with 7.2 seconds left last night as the Longhorns beat Iowa State 67-65 in Austin. Matt Thomas led Iowa State with 17 points. Deontay Burton added 13. Iowa State opened the game, missing 15 of its first 17 shots. UNI plays tonight. They're at home at the McLeod Center to take on Southern Illinois. UNI has won 4 of the last five meetings in that series, including an earlier trip to Carbondale this year. The Salukis have not won in Cedar Falls since the 2003 season. And according to the Omaha World Herald, former Iowa football assistant Bobby Elliott is a candidate to join the Nebraska coaching staff. Elliott was an assistant at Iowa when Huskers defensive coordinator Bob Diaco played for Hayden Fry.
Okay, lay this on me. I want to hear Team USA's roster for the upcoming World Baseball Classic.
Team USA, this is the roster released by the World Baseball Classic in alphabetical order.
Okay.
Chris Archer.
Nice.
Nolan Arenado.
Nice.
Alex Bregman.
Okay.
Houston Astro, very good player.
I know he is. I just haven't seen enough of him.
Matt Carpenter.
Okay.
There you go, Coon. Give you a little carp. Brett Cecil. Tyler Clippard. Brandon Crawford. Danny Duffy. Sam Dyson. A.J. Ellis. Michael Fulmer. Michael Givens. Paul Goldschmidt. Sonny Gray. Luke Gregerson. Jay Happ. Eric Hosmer. Adam Jones. Nate Jones. Ian Kinsler, Jonathan Lucroy, Andrew McCutcheon, Jake McGee, Andrew Miller, Daniel Murphy, Pat Neshek, Buster Posey, Tanner Roark, David Robertson, Drew Smiley, Giancarlo Stanton, Marcus Stroman, Alex Wilson, and Christian Yelich.
Okay, I'm going to try to piece this together quickly. I know somebody's going to argue, but I was trying to grab some of those starters off the top of my head while hearing the rest of the list. If I had to piece together
Buster Posey or A.J. Ellis?
The game one. I was thinking Jonathan Lucroy as well. Posey's your catcher. Goldschmidt's your first baseman. Daniel Murphy's your second baseman. Nolan Arenado's your third baseman. Stanton and Yelich, you have to imagine, are going to be in the outfield. Who are the shortstops on that list, and who could play center field?
The shortstops on the American list. I'm scrolling past them here already. You've got Alex Bregman could play short.
Okay.
And Brandon Crawford.
Brandon Crawford's going to start at short for that team, and then give me a center fielder.
Well, McCutcheon.
I have a feeling, though, that that they're going to mix those lineups. They're not going to put – it's not going to be heavily loaded. Each lineup's going to have a good mix. So, like Lucroy, I think he could play, you know, Buster Posey, sure, he's an MVP, but I think Jonathan Lucroy can hit the ball a little bit better than, and here come people that are, going to execute me and throw stones at that comment. But, you know, you have to kind of mix and match. That's still a nasty lineup. Rotation, a lot of the big names they wanted this year immediately said no. So, you kind of have to work with it. Love Archer in that rotation. I love some of the other names that were mentioned as well. The pitch limits based on every round. If you're a baseball fan, I don't know how you can't like the World Baseball Classic. Exciting, exciting stuff. Hour number 3 of the APC on the way.
Samsung's washers and dryers don't just have features for brilliant performance. They're brilliantly priced, too.
How brilliant?
Buy the pair with up to $600 off.
That is brilliant.
Yeah, and you can purchase in-store now. Samsung. Bring it home.
Offer valid January 11th through March 1st.